Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will begin by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here today. I'm an angel intuitive as well as being a conscious channel, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and with them I've published a couple articles. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance as well as healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters. Sorry about little Jackson in the background. He was trying to get on air too here. And the angels. And every now and then I do channel the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. I could not believe that I could actually have a divine connection with Joan. It took me a while to really realize that. But it truly is a divine connection. While she was in a coma, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's been a crazy divine connection, and she's left a beautiful door open. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most amazing, fascinating, and ironic mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background that had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, the bigger picture is love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's also the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you, Barbara.
I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, a Master Solution Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, a Spiritual Energy Healer, a Speaker, and an Author. I help women and men of faith to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. One of the things that I've come to understand is the importance of unconditional love and what it means in our lives. And so I stand in that unconditional love with everyone that I work with, making a session with me a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there that I've resonated with throughout the years. And you may just find what you're looking for. So now it's time for us to hear the divine messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
I do have a couple divine messages. And I just want to say, like, Ginger was coming in a couple minutes ago. And the message I have from Jesus, it recommends that we listen to our soul. And Ginger's saying, well, you know what, a lot of people, Barbara, they don't understand what is a soul. And Ginger is saying to everyone, it's just, you know, that little piece of God within each of us. So that's my definition and Ginger's definition of the soul. So I just wanted to, give you that. And I'm going to start off by reading Jesus' message, and then I'll read a little prayer. Jesus is saying to everyone now, to find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down, be present, live fully, and connect with love and timeless wisdom. your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live each day now with intention and purpose, and consciously make choices from your heart. Allow love to be your guide. Express who you truly are, and allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life that you want to live. You've got to fear less, and you've got to hope more, and you've got to keep believing. Always trust that inner guidance that you're getting. Go within and lift the self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion. Enjoy the journey back to your heart. Trust God and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude. Take refuge in the divine. And allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again, beloveds. Recapture that beautiful childlike wonder. Put your heart, your mind, and your soul in all that you do. Sometimes the heart is able to see what is actually invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decisions can really change your life forever. Life continually presents challenges. Remain strong, and you can grow through these challenges. There are no limits to what you can achieve. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. Your happiness is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Heed the callings of your heart. If you find, you know, there's a path that seems to be more difficult, it can be because of your higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor that calling. What are you passionate about? Beloveds, what is calling you right now? That's the reason that you are here. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you can find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world. Go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is hope. Hope will always lead the way. Shine your light, beloveds, on all you meet, and continue on your path. And just keep shining brightly for others to see. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. And one of the, you know, the little decisions that I made, Barbara, in the beginning of my journey was that I listened to your show. And it did turn out to be something amazingly big and beautiful. So small little things can turn into amazing, beautiful, you know, humongous things that I found for myself. And I do have a little beautiful prayer. It was written by Ann Phillips, and it's entitled Rose Healing, Invoking the Angel Love. I hold you close. I pour love into your heart through the petals of the rose on wings of love. We are angels of harmony, engaged with the earth through flowers of delight. Rose petals shimmer as we descend our embrace. This is how we reach all, with love's pure grace. A revolution of heart is happening now. On earth as in heaven, it is cosmic power. The veil is lifting between worlds of light, between worlds of matter and conscious choice. We, the angels of evolutionary flow, we come in our millions, for the time is now. See us, know us. We are in every flower. We are of every forest, every rock and rain shower. Seek out the rose, the garden, loving nature. For where you feel love, it is there we empower. Step into our love. Allow your consciousness to know. Let us fill you, nourish you. Shower spirit's grace to all. And that was a beautiful prayer, Barbara, that I was guided to read.
Wonderful.
And Ginger was wanting to say that you are love's pure grace as well, Barbara.
Thank you. That is so sweet. Okay. So here is what Jesus wants to say to us all right now in this moment. My beloveds, you are love. We tell you this over and over and over again. And we know that sometimes we must be like one of those broken records. But you are loved. We want you to really understand that, to really accept that. We are not talking about those trivial kinds of love that you are taught. We are talking about the truth of love, the truth of you, the truth of life. Love is eternal. It's not something that just you start feeling one day and then it's gone the next. That's not love. Love is eternal, never-ending, always present. It is the energy that you were created from. And it is why you are eternal, why you never die, because you are love. So we want you to start opening up to that love, opening up to that truth about you, and start letting go of all those temporary things you are taught to believe. It's time. It's time for you to be who you truly are. And we are here to help you. As always, you are loved. You are loved. Be the love that you are. We love you. Okay, that is what he
wanted
to share with us today.
Wow, that was amazing. I felt the beautiful energy of that message, Barbara. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, so we have come to the time in the show where we will take questions from callers. So if you want to ask a question or hear a message, then call in. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that it raises your hand and I see a symbol on my studio board. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. And if you are logged into the chat room and you have a question, feel free to type it in, and we will get to you as well as our callers. Okay, so it is now time for us to go to our first caller.
Awesome.
Our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Okay, and we dropped our caller. That was fast. Feels like one of those interesting days.
Oh, my goodness. We had enough of interesting days.
We always do have such interesting days. Okay. We will go to our next caller, and this caller is from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. Many blessings, lovely ladies. This is Kat.
Oh, beautiful Kat is with us. Hello, Kat. Oh, my goodness. How could you not know that voice? Oh, my. Oh, so beautiful, Kat. Well, you know what? I was wondering who was going to be our caller because the angel of abundance has been hovering over, and she said, of course, I'm here for Kat.
Aw, thank you.
And she wants you to know, Kat, that you're going to manifest like a steady flow of abundance around you, okay? And I'm getting within the next couple months. But you've got to make sure that you're open to receiving as well, okay?
Yes.
So make sure that you love yourself, and that really helps to bring the abundance in. And just make sure to please keep an open heart. And you are such a giver. She's such an amazing giver, but she's got to receive as well. So accept all the abundance the universe wants to gift you with, and know that you, Kat, you truly deserve it. You truly do. You are so amazing. But we have another angel coming in. I know you've been doing better in this area. And this angel is going to really to help you to be aware of what you're eating and drinking, okay? And to have balance in, you know, your health area with diet as well, okay?
Okay.
So she's just asking that you stay mindful and keep positive and loving thoughts, you know? And what I like to do is I like to bless either my food or my drink before I ingest it, and I really feel that it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
If there's any negative or fearful thoughts, just let them go and replace them with beautiful, loving thoughts. And this angel is saying, Kat, there is nothing to fear, hon, okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
Just wants you to really to value yourself more. She's saying, my beautiful, beloved Kat, you don't realize your self-worth. Mm-hmm. You sort of like, you undervalue yourself, okay?
I understand.
You're filled with beauty,
yeah.
You're filled with love, you're filled with light, And she really wants you to, you know, to really, you know, keep affirming, I am a beautiful being of love and light. And you've got to love all the beautiful qualities that you possess. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just remember, you're part of God's creation, and you're worthy of all the love that is coming to you.
Thank you.
Magnificent, magnificent being, Kat. My goodness. Okay, and what were they showing me? Okay, and Kat, the other message I want to give to you is just please have faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to believe in what you can't see presently.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
With your dreams, your desires, like everything, you know, don't try to, like, you know, you write a lot of beautiful scripts, but this is not the time.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You've got to sort of step out of the way. And you can't write a script about what's going to happen in your life is what I'm talking about. Not another beautiful script for a movie, but this is a script. You can't script your life. Just, you know, please help me. And just, you know, stop focusing, you know, on the hows and the whys and everything, you know, because you might
mm-hmm.
be thinking, well, how is this going to happen? That's not up to you. This script is not up to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay? So you've got to just, like, you know, let go and let God. Okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, please stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see the universe, and it just wants to gift you, like I said again, everything that you're wanting. So you don't want to, you know, you don't want to put any kind of negative thoughts out there to the universe. And you are a co-creator, okay? But it's sort of like you've got to, you know, allow God to, like, you know, like, write the script for this movie, okay?
Okay.
And you are, you have amazing, you know, beautiful talents and everything like that. And you are made in God's image. But he's saying, Kat, like, let me write the script, just this one, okay? This is the end of the beautiful cycle, Kat. And, you know, the angels are going to guide you because, you know, you're going towards the happiness that you truly deserve, okay? So just try to, you know, eliminate any kind of clutter that's in your life, whether it's physical clutter or it's mental clutter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help you. It's going to help you. And just surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with, you know, with positive people, and try to avoid any kind of negativity because you are so sensitive to any kind of negativity.
That's true.
But this, like I said, this beautiful script that's being written, this is going to be an amazing script, you know, and you're truly going to, you know, you're going to love it, and I'm getting two Ginger say she's not only going to love it, she's going to star in this movie, you know? So really, B, she's saying, Kat, my girlfriend, be enthusiastic about your life, okay? She's saying, don't worry so much. You know, there's no need to worry about anything. Everything is being taken care of, and her and Joan are sort of like looking over things, and Kat, they're making sure, okay?
Yeah.
So they're working behind the scenes in your new beautiful movie, and this movie is going to be about new beginnings. There's going to be surprises. There's going to be adventures, and she's saying, you know, I'm going to have to let her in on a little secret. She called us, and it's kind of early, and I just want to tell Kat that there's going to be some big money involved with this as well, okay?
Wow.
You are going to have the prosperity that you truly deserve, okay? So just, you know, keep positive and, please, she's saying, Kat, dream big, okay? Don't sell yourself short.
Yes.
Okay, and just, you know, try to do what you love. Whatever, you know, do what you love and the money's going to follow, she's saying. And every aspect of your life is going to, you know, reflect the beauty and the positivity and the amazing person that you are. And angels are with you. And I'm getting, you know, there might be new friendships coming your way, some new love. But there is love close by, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting, you know, that you are really going to go on a beautiful spiritual journey as well, Kat, okay?
Oh, amazing.
So this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful time for you. And you are having, Ginger is saying, like, she's sort of flickering her eyes. And she's saying, yep, it's like a you know, like it's a new beginning. It's a spiritual awakening is what Kat is having right now. And along with this, you know, you're going to achieve something major in your life, okay? So you're laying a new foundation. Okay, and Ginger and Joan are laying bricks. They're laying a foundation for you, okay? And they want you to stay focused. And they're going to make sure that you can accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish very easily, Kat. So whatever that you know, that you're thinking about and wanting, okay, it's there for you, okay? So just know that, you know, the angels are with you. They want you to make sure you trust your intuition, okay? You possess everything you need, Kat, and it's within you. Focus on love, focus on light, and just, you know, ask the universe and the angels to guide you, okay?
Yes.
So whatever is for your highest and best is going to manifest for you, Kat. Okay, and enjoy the beautiful awakening that's going on right now. You look like Sleeping Beauty, and Ginger and Joan are like they're trying to like wake you up like very softly and gently. So make sure you wake up real fast. But they're saying this is going to be like a magnificent time. And Kat, they want you to know that you rock, girlfriend, and they're there for you. Okay. So enjoy your life. This is going to be like a creative time for you. It's going to be beautiful. And they're saying, you know, you might not be doing, you know, the whole journey alone. There may be someone significant walking with you. And, Kat, that's what we have to you. I love you. Ginger loves you. Joan loves you. She's been, you know, with you as well. So she's saying, you know, you can call on. She's not as divine as the other angels, but she's a hell of a lot of fun, she said. What I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. God bless you. Love you too. Thank you.
Okay, Ginger saying, okay, Kat, we're gonna go over to Barbara now. Come on, Barbara, give us some good stuff.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Barbara.
So did you have a question today or?
I did meet somebody new along the way. His name begins with a K. He seems like a guess respectable person to work with. I was just wondering if you see that being true, if he'll be trustworthy to work with.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say about that.
Okay.
My beloved, you know that you create in your life what you are living in your life. And so if you are looking for someone that is going to be trustworthy and true, then you must be someone who is trustworthy and true. That is how you attract. It is by the energy of your being that is determining what is coming to you. This is why it's so important for each and every one of you to let go of the things that you do not want. When you speak of this person, there is a little bit of fear within you. And we want you to let that go. Because fear is not what you are wanting to create in your life. So you really have no need for it to be any place in any part of your being. And so we are helping you now to clear that out, to let that go. If you want to attract trustworthy people, then be a trustworthy person and know that you are trustworthy and know that you deserve to find other trustworthy people. It really does come down to you, to who you are being, to what you are feeling, to what you are creating. We do see potential in this relationship. So decide what it is you truly want and create that. This is the time for you to stand in your power. To realize that you are not just some helpless little victim of circumstances. To realize that you really are creating your life in every moment and in every way. And you are attracting into your life the people who will provide you with what it is you need to create your dreams. So open up to the good thing coming into your life and knowing that this is for you. We love you. Be well. Okay, wow. That's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you. You both are fantastic. Thank you.
Chad, I have one more question. Ginger is coming in. She said she was so excited to talk to you, she forgot to ask the question, and she's happy that Barbara did. But she wants to ask, you know, the person that you spoke about, does he have, like, lighter hair?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's going to applause up.
Excellent.
She said she's so sorry. When Kat came out, she got so excited. But yeah, the person is dependable and creative and compassionate and has a lot of the beautiful qualities that you have.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you. She's sorry that she didn't ask you, you know, if you had a question.
Oh, it's okay.
She gets so excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to talk to you.
So thank goodness that Barbara's on the ball here.
Oh, thank you. You both are so fantastic and just truly, truly a beacon of light for everybody.
We are all the great I am. You are, you know, part of that great I am. We are all connected to everyone and everything. So all of us are, you know, as you just described, she said, it's not just us, it's everyone.
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
And you tell that to so many people, Ginger, saying, start telling that to yourself, Kat.
Thank you, Ginger. Yes, yes, I know. Yes.
Thank you, Kat.
Yes.
Blessings of love and light, hon.
Thank you. Blessings to you both. God bless you and happy Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy and blessed Easter. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We will now go to our next caller from area code 904.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi, this is Patty calling. How are you both today?
Great. How about you?
I'm great. I'm outside enjoying the fresh air and it's a lovely spring day, taking a little break from work. So I thought I'd chime in and just see if the angels have any messages today.
Oh, they always have messages, Patty. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And if I may give you a message from the angels, they want you to see how worthy you are of all the good that is coming your way. Okay, sometimes you struggle with that. And the angels want you to know that you are worthy, okay? You deserve all the good things that life has to offer, Patty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting that, you know, there's a lot of help coming to you from above. And you have a beautiful divine team, and they're really, like, working behind the scenes, and they're helping you. And I'm getting, you know, they're helping you to really to heal your heart. There's something, you know, within your heart that needs to be healed. And they're talking, I guess, again, about self-worth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've really got to make sure that you love yourself and, you know, place your hand on your heart and tell yourself, Patty, I love you. Okay, and make sure you do that often. And keep asking, you know, the angels for help because they're there. And they're there to help you, okay? Your heart is, like, open, but it's not as open as it could be, Patty. Okay, you've got to have a little bit more faith is what I'm getting, okay, to help you with that. And Ginger is saying that, you know, she wants you to know that all this good stuff is coming your way, and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to heal that heart so it could come to you. Okay, she transitioned like 2 Julys ago, and she was with me while I was learning everything, and Barbara was like one of our most amazing mentors. And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, she wants you to help Patty to open her heart more so that she can receive all the good that's coming her way. And, Patty, that's what I have for you. Light and love, hon.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless.
Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to do about opening your beautiful heart. Okay, here we go. My beloved, I want you to just relax, to just breathe deeply. And we are sending to you a host of angels, and they are working on removing the barriers that you have placed around your heart, clearing up all of the areas where you've been hurt, where you feel like you need to protect your own heart from the world, from other people, even from yourself. And they are just removing those walls, clearing up that area, letting your heart shine in all of its beauty, in all of its majesty. And you may feel a warming in your heart, and that's fine. And you may feel absolutely nothing, and that's fine. They are opening you up to love, the love that is within you, the love that is always there, the love that you don't have to work for. It's just a part of you, the love that is eternal. And your heart is being opened more and more and more. And just accept this. Accept the love. Accept yourself. Accept your life. And know that you truly do deserve the very best in everything, in every moment. You are loved, and you deserve it. I just let this happen.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. Oh, boy, they're just opening you up.
May I ask one question?
Sure.
Yeah, I would like to see if you see any changes coming up regarding work. I'm getting ready to make some changes. One job's, I have two jobs, and one of them's kind of winding down. So the company's losing this, an account I'm working, and I'm also wanting to change because it's a little bit too demanding for me physically. I just want to see if you see something else coming my way soon.
Barbara, Ginger wants to come in if she could start, she said, with a question.
That's fine.
Whether I see new work coming soon, I have two jobs now, and one of them is coming to a close.
Okay.
And I just want to see something else coming in. So.
Okay, well, there is an opportunity for something new and exciting that's going to come your way. So deserve this, okay? So just make sure that you're open to receiving, you know, the new that's coming your way, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And getting, like, you have, like, a lot of spiritual assistance from the other side. You have the divine team, which consists of the angels, your guides, the ascended masters, and your family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's showing me, like, she's saying, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That could be, like, you know, like a windfall of money coming your way.
I sure could use it.
Yeah, so just know that, like I said, that adventure, it's going to be new and exciting. And you so deserve it. You so deserve it. Okay? You're going to meet your goals, everything that you've been hoping for. It's a new beginning. It's going to be a dynamic new beginning, and it's going to be really exciting for you.
Oh,
so
great.
Don't put any fear into it, okay?
Cool. Yeah.
Just seeing what you want. See it as if it's already here, okay? Success and prosperity, Ginger is saying. Own it already, okay, Patty?
Great.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you back over to say, Handy Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus is saying about the job. Okay, here we go. My beloved, we want you to be aware that you are the one who is creating what you experience. And we say this so that you can decide what it is you really want to do, what it is you really want to get paid to do, what you really want to do, where you want to work, what you want it to feel like, what is most important to you. We want you to create a job that you will love. This is a time for you to start standing in your power, to recognize that you really do have a choice. And we want you to use that creative energy within you to create what you truly want. You don't have to pray to God to fix your life. You are the one with the power. You are creating every single moment. And you are creating it by the energy that you are being. So if you are being the energy of one who has the perfect job, and you may want to create that you only have one job and that that job provides everything that you need, unless you like working at a variety of jobs, in which case, continue to do so. But it is your creation. It's time for you to really accept that. It's part of that opening up to the love of yourself, the love of your life, the love of your creations. You are more powerful than you know. Start living in that power. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Barbara. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And both of you have a very nice Easter. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller. Okay. Rose Quartz is in our chat room, and every time I look over, it says you're typing. Oh. And I was going to say, and I never see a message. And now here's a message now that I've asked about it. Okay, Rose Quartz has a question from the chat room, and then we'll go to the next caller. Rose Quartz says, "Hi, ladies, what message does Jesus and other divine beings have for me? I'm surrounded by so many negative people, and I try to remain positive at all times, but these people make me feel sad and depressed." Okay, DC, what are you getting for Rose Quartz?
Okay, Rose Quartz, thank you for calling in. The angels are showing me your throat. You've got to learn to speak your truth, okay? You can do it in a kind yet powerful manner, and then you're going to feel better about yourself, but you've got to speak your truth. You've got to let yourself receive. You're a giver, and you love to give to people, but you have to allow people to have the same opportunity to give to you. And know that you deserve all the good that is coming your way. I have a beautiful woman on the other side, and she's saying, "I love you. I love you so much. I love you. Please stop worrying about everything. I love you." We have Archangel Michael coming in, and really to help you, you know, to be courageous, to walk the path that you're supposed to be on, and to make the changes in your life that you want to make but you're not making, okay? So he's going to be with you. You're going to have the courage you need. He'll be by your side the entire journey. There's nothing to worry about. Mother Mary wants you to just notice all the blessings that you have presently in your life. As you notice these blessings, more and more are coming your way, Rose Quartz. Okay, so no matter what you're going through now, there is always something to be grateful for. Take a minute, you know, and just look around you and, you know, see all the, you know, all the beautiful things you have to be grateful for. Okay, and just say thank you. And as you do, like I said, doors are opening, more and more is coming your way. And allow Jesus to, you know, to really help you with this. I'm getting, there's a divine answer to everything that you're asking. You've got to relax. You've got to have faith and trust in Jesus to open these doors for you, and they're going to be, you know, answers to your prayers, Rose Quartz. Okay, so everything is working out in the way it should. If you're worried about anything, you have any fear, let go of it. Let go and let God. And Barbara, that's what I have for Rose Quartz.
Okay, wonderful. And here is what Jesus wants to say. "My beloved, you say that these people make you feel sad and depressed. No one can make you feel anything. It is your choice how you feel." We are saying that so that you will realize that you really do have the power to choose how you are feeling. So instead of accepting the sadness and the depression, what if you started accepting happiness and joy? And yes, you can be joyful and happy even when you are around people who are negative and are feeling sad and depressed. Just because they are making that choice does not mean that you have to make that choice. We also want you to be aware of whether or not the feelings are yours. You feel other people's feelings. Do not take them on as your feelings. They are not there to dictate your life. You have a choice. So you may begin to ask yourself, is this me? Is this how I feel? And no matter what the answer is, you can make a choice. You can simply say to yourself, I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. And be happy. You don't have to stay in those feelings. We know that sometimes it feels completely and totally overwhelming and you feel like there is no other choice. This is just the way it is. And it just feels so heavy. And in those moments, we want you to say to yourself, this feels so heavy. I don't see a way out. There is no way out. I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. And start feeling the happiness bubbling up inside of you because it is there. It is always there. And it is whether or not you choose to experience it that determines whether or not you experience it. Other people do not dictate your life. They do not dictate your emotions. They do not dictate anything unless you have given them that power. It's time for you to recognize when the feelings that you are feeling are your feelings, and when they are not. And if they are not yours, send them back to where they came from. You do not need to accept delivery of anybody else's crap. It's not yours. Let it go. Right now we are filling you with the energy of joy. Filling every cell of your being with joyful energy and with love. So you can feel the truth of who you are. And if you want to just remember these moments, remember these feelings, anytime you are feeling overwhelmed by all of that other stuff, come back to joy. You might want to imagine that you have a little control knob. And you can place it anywhere on your body you want to place it. And whenever you find yourself feeling sad, you simply turn the knob to joy and change the feeling. This is your life. These are your choices. Create something beautiful because you are someone beautiful. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. And if you have any questions or observations about that, then type away. All right, we will go to our caller from area code 415. Hi.
Hi, ladies. Hi, it's the mystery woman, Jessica. AKA.
So what's up?
I just thought I would call in to get a nice message today. I'm in my relax and receive day, so this is normally the days that I tear down myself and tear down all the good work that I've been doing. And I'm not doing that today, or at least I am consciously stopping that pattern or trying to. So just thought I would give a call.
Okay. All right, BC, what do you have for our wonderful
Yeah,
guest?
You know, just sometimes you just have to, you know, detach and just relax. And Ginger's saying, that's great, girlfriend. Okay? Just stay centered and focus on what you want, and it's coming to you. you know, just keep visualizing what you're wanting. And make sure that, you know, like you don't let, you know, negative people or negative circumstances get to you. And she's also showing me, like, someone's going to come in and sort of, like, help you with, you know, what you're wanting to do, you know, on this beautiful path of yours. So she's, you know, she's saying there's going to be someone that comes in to help you.
Okay.
And the person that comes in, you know, may not be what you would think could be helpful to you, but please, you know, accept their assistance, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
she's saying
okay.
the person was sent by God and the angels to help you, Jessica, okay? And maybe
yeah,
there
I've
might be someone that, like,
that.
When I'm is there someone that's popping into your mind? Because that could happen, too. She's saying, but, you know, you are being sent someone helpful, okay?
Okay.
And in the interim, just make sure that you take time just to love yourself, Jessica, okay? Because that's one of the biggest things that the angels are showing me. They want you to really make sure that you love yourself every day. And you've got to see that you're perfectly imperfect, just as everyone else is, okay? Don't criticize yourself. Don't look for perfection, okay? And just know that you are perfectly, you're perfectly, you know, perfect. And just focus on your beautiful heart. Okay? And make sure that you're open to receiving, Jess, because I'm getting that, you know, you're not as open as you should be.
Yeah,
and
that's,
saying, you know,
that's what I'm doing today. I'm sitting in that
okay,
receiving
she's saying,
state.
You know, people say nice things to you. They're going to try to help you and stuff. Just, you know, take a deep breath if they say something nice and then say thank you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting someone's going to come your way, like I said, and they want to help you, okay? But every time that you walk like past the mirror, just, you know, keep saying, you know, I am lovable. And, you know, Jess, I love you, okay? And you've got to do this until you truly believe it, you know, with every fiber of your being, that you love yourself, Jess. Okay, so that helpful person is coming. I don't know, you know, exactly when, but I'm getting, you know, is coming to help you. So it may be someone you know or maybe a stranger.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting as well. You know, there's a grandmother figure coming in, and she's coming in with the, you know, the angels and your guides. And, you know, there's a lot of, like, help that's coming in, like spiritual help that's coming in for you as well, okay?
Yeah,
so you sort
thank
of, like,
you.
Need
yeah.
heavenly guidance right now as well, you know, as the earthly guidance. Okay, does that resonate with you, Jess?
Yeah, well, I've been focusing more on the whole receiving and the trusting in myself and the universe. And I feel like I'm breaking new territory, even if I am just making baby steps. And that's what I'm going to be practicing today, just sitting in that sort of vulnerable space where I normally would feel like keep going and it's not good enough, or, you know, the clock is ticking, you need to bring in money or something like that. And I'm
right.
like, no, you know what? You know, the things that I put out there are good and people are contacting
yes.
me and I'm money's coming in, and just, you know, keep repeating
beautiful.
It so it really sits in with me. Because some days I really feel it and I'm really strong with it. And then I notice, I think I sort of take myself out of the game on days like this where I'm guided just to relax. So I'm going to go make sure that I sit outside for several hours.
And you know what I'm getting? Well, I'm getting, like, I believe it's the 31st, Jess, that a new moon cycle begins. And I just feel like you're going in, like, you go, like, through phases, and I think you really resonate with the moon's energy.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer a child, so, yeah, definitely. You're right.
So on the 31st, I believe that's the new moon and stuff. Trust the divine guidance that you're getting, okay? Just really go, like,
okay.
within on the 31st, and you're going to get a lot of downloads, a lot of beautiful, you know, divine, you know, guidance that you're needing, and you're going to feel this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know,
okay.
just relax. Don't be so hard on yourself. Ginger's saying, you know, you have come so far. Please look how far you've come, okay? And
yeah.
she's so proud of you. She's, like, so proud of you. She said, I can't believe it's the same person.
I'm so
okay.
ready for that next level. I just am so ready for it. So I'm welcoming it in. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get a lot, like I said, a lot of spiritual guidance that you've been, you know, like maybe like wanting, but the spiritual guidance is coming.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm, what are they showing me now? Let's see. Okay, I'm just trying to see. Ginger's trying to get the message, and I'm not understanding the message, Ginger. I don't know what you're trying to tell me here. Okay. Okay. So she's just saying, you know, just keep loving yourself. She's showing me all these little hearts. She's just scattering around you. And just remember, you know what? You are the creator of this, you know, of this experience that you're having. So she's asking you to choose all the good stuff, Jess, you know. Just fill, you know, fill your experience with all the good stuff, okay? And just know that you are blessed. You're being watched over. Like I said, there's family members. I see, you know, angels are with you, you know, ascended masters. And they're helping you, and the love that they are sending you is amazing, okay? As you walk the spiritual path, they are with you. And they're just asking to, like, stay away from, like, negative, toxic energy and people, hon, okay?
Okay.
And please make sure that you take care of yourself every day. You've got to take time for you. And I hope that helps. That's what I got for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, DC. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay. So let's see what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you are going within, which is what we are always telling you. To go within, to see the truth of who you are. You are not what is out there in the world. You are what is within you. You are creating what is out there in the world based on who you are being within. Open up more and more to that truth, to that love within you, to your ability to create. It is not something you need to go out into the world to find. It is within you, and you need to allow it. Let your heart be open. Allow yourself to grow, to become who you are truly meant to be. It's not out there. It's within you. It always has been. It always will be. Open up more and more to that love. And we are assisting you as we are talking with you. We are helping you to be centered in yourself, in the truth of yourself, in your soul, your higher being, whatever name you want to give it. It is you. It is the you that is the center of everything. It is the place you create from. You always have. And we are opening you more and more, eternal you. So you can let go of the facades, the temporary things, the doubts, the fears, whatever it is that's coming up. Let it go. You don't need to focus on any of it. You are touching your truth. And you are living that truth. And everything is being created from that truth. Just allow. You're doing your great job. Go within. Know that you are love. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, that was beautiful and like deeply moving. I like the whole theatrical effect that you did, that you got like lower at the end. Very fancy. For like for dramatic, it got more silent. Go within. That was great. Yeah, you put it beautifully, or Jesus put it beautifully into words of the process, what I've been doing, and it's helping me understand it better too, because I don't think I was conscious of it, but now more conscious of it because I notice on how I am making that shift of that, what I was saying before about that trusting myself, trusting the universe more of I'll go out there, I'll do my stuff, and then I have these days that I'm resting and I get silent. I get like much more silent than I've ever been before. And because I, you know what it is? I'm getting like emotional again. Like I just feel like so strong of this is what I love to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do right now. And I want, you know, this is my time and I want to make it work, you know, with minus the effort of it. But I feel like I'm getting deeper in my conviction and understanding of that. Because every time, you know, people, you know, here and there, people have been reaching out to me and asking some questions about my services. And this love that comes over me when I respond to them and when I connect to what I'm doing, and it just, it feels so good. It's intoxicating. And it's interesting because I went through this sort of phase for a little bit thinking of, oh, I don't care about helping people. I just want to make money. I just want to have like a certain lifestyle myself. And that was serving me for a certain period. And I think it still is. It's a motivating factor for me. But like over the last couple of days, you know, someone reached out to me and was just sharing some stuff and, you know, was looking forward to me helping her. And I just was feeling like, oh my God, this feels so good. Like I've never felt it so good before. And I welcome that. It makes me feel so good. I can't use another word. So just, you know, thank you. All that to say thank you, both of you guys. Yeah. You're touching messages you're today. Yeah.
Well, we are so glad that you are open to receiving. And that's what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling. And
okay.
I can't wait to hear what wonderful things come about.
I know. Same with you guys. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I like when you guys share personal stuff, by the way. P.S.
Okay.
I like hearing about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, DC, what personal thing do you want to share now?
You know what, Jess, I just want to tell you something really funny. I connect with people and do readings. I have regular clients. And for some reason, grandmothers always come in. They're like really, really strong. And no matter how hard, like I try to make them wait until I'm, you know, giving them the divine messages, they find their way in and they just take over on me. It's hysterical. I had a lady last week, and she you know, owned a business, and I only have a single line, and she kept, you know, saying, "Oh my gosh, it's you. You're calling me back." And I said, "No, I said I'm on a single line. I can't possibly do that while I'm talking to you." And here the grandmother was her great-grandmother that was really getting upset with her. She wasn't listening to the divine messages, so she wanted to make sure that her great-granddaughter listened. And the way to get her was she called, I think like four times she called back during the reading while I was giving the lady the messages that she wasn't responding to. Mother Mary had come in during this beautiful reading. We both smelled the beautiful smell of her myrrh. You know, it's just like such a divine fragrance. It's even more aromatic than roses, and it was just, like, amazing. And that still wasn't enough for this lady. So it ended up where, you know, Mother Mary must have said, "Okay, Grandma, it's your turn," and she sent the great-grandmother in. But I get this all the time. Like, I have this crazy thing with grandmothers, and they always, you know, find a way into to helping their loved ones. So it's really crazy. So I don't know if you're, you know, if you've had any experiences like that, but be prepared for whatever comes your way. Barbara, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
I can share that for at least the last week or something. I don't remember when it was exactly. DC told me that I was supposed to be in the energy of being. And it's like ever since she said that, that's all I can do. I'm just being. You know, I'm
start my day and I'll set these big plans and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I find myself not doing any of it. I'm just being. And it's interesting the way it's bringing a change to my own personal flow, so to speak. And I'm seeing things that I wouldn't see before because I would be so busy doing. And when you're so busy doing, you don't really notice other things. And I had a friend that I do a little bit of business with, and she was at church on Sunday, which is not where she normally is. And the first thing she said to me was, "Oh, you've got to come by the store. I owe you some money." And I hadn't really been thinking about the things that the items that I made that she would sell at her store. And it was just like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to go get some money.
Awesome.
And that just came out of the blue. So when I'm in the energy of being, I'm actually more open to receiving, to experiencing, to changing, and to letting go. So hopefully that's what you're finding too. Okay, so we've shared what we needed to share, and now they are telling me that it is time for the show to end. So, DC, do you have any closing words that you would like to share?
Yeah, I thank you for today, Barbara, and I've had my fill of vitamin G, and now little Jackson, he has like a diaper malfunction here, so gotta go and, you know, take care of that.
Oh, you just have so much fun.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love you, Barbara, and I love everyone that called in and listens. What a beautiful way to start our day.
Yes, it is. And we are so grateful to each and every one of you for being a part of this show, for being a part of our lives, for being a part of the world. And we look forward to talking to you again on Thursday. And don't forget, tomorrow I'm doing Healing Hands by Shoshona at 6 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk. And you're more than welcome to come and join in on that show, too. All right, that's it for today. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and we love you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.